Good morning. This is the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. Getting involved in sports can be an important part of a child's life, helping them learn new skills, socialize with other kids, and stay physically fit. But youth sports are becoming increasingly competitive, with parents and coaches sometimes sacrificing the fun of sports for the drive to win games. How we teach our kids to play sports can have important implications on their development, how they learn to work as a team, and to our society in general. With me this morning to talk about youth sports is Doug Lemunyon. He's the owner of DML Web Services. He's also a local youth baseball coach and the father of two children. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Tom.
Doug, let's start off, and why don't you tell us a little bit about your own experience in playing sports and coaching?
Well, as a kid with two older brothers, you want to grow up to be like your older brothers, so I followed them around a lot in sports, and I played from, the time I was tiny till all the way through high school. I can remember we were around the Kansas City area when I was in middle school and high school, and our summer weekends, well, a lot of times we're just going to baseball tournaments, and it was just kind of the family thing to do. I've coached at the high school level. I was even lucky enough to be the San Juan Basin League Coach of the Year in 2004 as an assistant, which is kind of rare. They usually just hand it off to the head coach, and he said, no. We kind of had a good year with pitchers, and I was a pitching coach, and I was really proud of that.
Right on. Well, let's talk about what you're doing right now. You're coaching locally in a youth baseball team. Talk a little bit about your philosophy, what you bring to your coaching style.
Well, the first thing I'd say is that I've come to this through a lot of failure. Negative wisdom is what I was told one time, is what that's called. And so, as I kept making mistakes in how I coached, and I would be critical of what I was doing and how it was affecting the kids, I just kept thinking there's got to be, a different way where we can still be competitive, because everybody wants to be on the winning side, but also make sure that nobody's being left behind as far as your players, and make sure that also they're being taught the right way, and that they're having fun, that they respect the game and have fun. So that's kind of some of the basis of where we've developed our program, is to make sure that all of our players are getting better. They're all getting attention instead of those riding the coattails of those three superstars you have on your team and trying to hide the other ones in right field.
Right. It seems like over the last decade or two, youth sports has become so competitive. And we have these, examples of parents and coaches just driving these kids to win, 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 and really taking a lot of the fun out of the game. Why do you think that that's going on? Do you have a sense of what's happening in our society? Why sports at such a young age is becoming so serious?
Well, if you think about why kids started playing in the first place, they had no idea there was a scoreboard or anything like that. And they were playing because it was fun. They get to hang out with some other kids and chase them around the soccer field or whatever they're doing. But they start because it's fun. And then somewhere along the line, it stops being fun. And a big part of that is negative experiences with coaches who are untrained. The slow cost benefit of their effort that they're putting in and practice and all of these things. It takes a while with some of these sports. And if your coaches aren't patient, all of a sudden you're left behind, you're sitting on the bench, and that's not any fun anymore. The pressure, there's this constant pressure from the stands hollering, "You can do it, you're going to save us," or whatever. That's a lot of pressure for kids to put on their shoulders. And then one of the other common things that you hear about is coaches that play favorites, so to speak, and feel this feeling of like where you're no longer empowered or in charge of whether or not you're going to be able to be on the field or not. So that's some of the reasons I've discovered that kids stop having fun.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, this is the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. My guest this morning is Doug Lemunyan. He's the owner of DML Web Services here in Cortez. He's also a local youth baseball coach and the father of two children. Let's talk a little bit about what is going through maybe the minds of parents, because I think parents play such a fundamental role in this situation. You've talked a little bit about where coaches are coming from, but what are some things that parents should be really thinking about as it comes to this high degree of competitiveness and youth sports?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is valuing the win rather than the effort. So kids will get a feeling to that, oh man, we didn't win. My folks are disappointed. You know, that's a big part of it. And then they're constantly hearing them. The parents will coach, so to speak, from the stands. And so now this poor 9-year-old kid who's out there on the mound trying his hardest to throw strikes, he's got his mom hollering at him and grandpa's hollering at him and some neighbor from down the road's hollering at him, and then his coach is hollering at him, and then his teammates are hollering at him, and that's tough to have all those different voices and okay, which one do I listen to? Yeah. And then just that sense of forgetting that it's like less than 1% of these kids are going to be Major League Baseball players, but all of them are going to be members of our community. And so what really is the lesson that we want to get out of this experience of youth sports?
There's almost like this illusion that's going on, I think. I think that so many of us that love sports, we watch these sports. We watch Major League Baseball or the NBA or NFL, and we think that's where it's at. That's the level. That's, you know, and it's just, it's unrealistic. It's like you said, less than 1% of these kids are really going to go on to that highest level of sports. Is there sort of this almost fetish or obsession with sports in this country that you think is kind of driving this idea that, oh, if I can just develop my kids at the youngest possible age to be totally specialized in what they're doing, that maybe that one day they'll be in the professional ranks?
Right. And what happens with that is statistically, you see, you have these parents who think that's what's going to happen with their kids, but 75% of kids drop out of youth sports by the age of 14. And so what are the consequences of that? We've pushed them and thought they were going to be a major leaguer, but now we've ruined their fun. And the consequences of kids not being involved is huge to our society. There's decreased rates of school dropout. If they are involved, their grades are better typically. You know, their increased health, and we forget about that. Those things are a real important part of why we want them to be involved. Hopefully that is something that people are starting to recognize that. I mean, for instance, the last full ride scholarship in baseball that was given was in the early 90s. Wow. So to expect that your kid is going to, all right, you're going to pay for your way through college, it's really hard to do through baseball. So being involved to help keep your grades up, which is another way of paying your way through school or, you know, making sure you're successful later on. If we can just shift that culture a little bit, I think people will start to recognize what the true value is that comes out of this experience.
We're going to take a quick break. You're listening right now to the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. I'm talking this morning with Doug Lemunyan about coaching and youth sports. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. You're listening to the Monday Morning Zine. This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning we're talking about youth sports, some of the pitfalls that coaches and parents fall into as they get their children involved in youth sports. And my guest is Doug Lemunyon. He's the owner of DML Web Services here in Cortez. He's also a local youth baseball coach and the father of two children. Doug, let's dig in a little bit deeper into some of the philosophy that you're bringing to the coaching that you're doing with the local youth baseball team.
Well, along with a buddy of mine, we've been coaching together for a few years here because our boys play. They're at the same age. And I can remember one time where our team just got blown out and certainly underperformed. And we were knocking our heads against the chain link fence. And and he was like, well, what should we do? And I was like, Let's play wiffle ball, you know? And our next practice, we just went, we played wiffle ball and we just had a blast and the kids had fun. And then our next game, all of a sudden it felt like this big weight was lifted off of our shoulders and the kids performed to their level, you know? And it was so exciting to see. And so it made us start scratching our heads. Huh? Well, what's happening there? So definitely the focus on fun is something that we try to keep in the front. And sometimes that's hard, you know, because I'm competitive and I get caught up in the moment, but hopefully I recognize that and I can rein it back in. But some of the other things that we do are meant to combat the reasons why kids stop playing sports. For instance, lack of playing time. We've decided that in our league games, we're going to play everybody the same amount. And we're going to make sure that they get experiences in different parts of the field so that they learn the game from all different angles and they understand what their teammate's going through when he's over at first because they've been there too. So we rotate the kids enough so that they all get equal playing time. We even rotate our lineup so that they get the same number of at-bats so that everybody's getting that experience and staying involved. We really focus on skills development. And this is something that is kind of passionate for me. You know, some people might sit around and crochet or whatever their hobby is, but mine is kind of baseball. I'm a baseball nerd. And so I researched these skills and I can remember, you know, some of the myths that get perpetuated because people aren't trained when they walk out there to coach. Squish the bug. If people have ever heard that sitting around the ball diamond, it goes against what should actually happen when you swing a bat. So I research these skills. I read about them. I contact people and then we put them into play with our kids. And what's amazing about that is, I believe the term is deliberate practice. Hmm. So if you want to get really good at something, breaking that task down into these smaller skills helps make it more palatable. Hmm. And so, for instance, you know, you just practice a certain part of the swing, the load, which is the very beginning of your swing, and you practice that part instead of just having them go up to the plate and they take a swing and you say, okay, well, you got to pinch your knees and you've got to go hips before hands and you overwhelm them with all these things. So if you can break it down into those smaller skills, they get a lot better. And so now they're feeling that success. It's been interesting because we even question our, you know, we'll be in the moment of a game and we'll question our rotations or whatever. And, you know, and all of a sudden there's a kid at first and we're in a one run game and it's like, oh man, we should maybe go to try to win this one for sure. And that, I don't know if he's the best one to have at first. And this actually happened this last spring. And then there's a, you know, pop up, he catches it. The kid's doesn't tag up, he doubles him off, and we're out of the inning. And then, you know, the guy I coach with, Josh, and I look at each other and we go, huh, glad we didn't change him, you know, because that's an experience that kid will probably remember for a long, long time. To, you know, we doubled him up, and then we were out of the inning, and then, you know, just he's going to be able to tell that story for a long, long time. And that's fun to see.
Is there anyone particularly, Doug, that you find inspirational as a coach, or is there anybody that's really influencing you that you're reading about or reading their books or anything like that?
Yeah, the big one is Mike Matheny, and being a Cubs fan, I hate to give a Cardinal any credit at all, but he's a former big league catcher, really, really good catcher, and he's currently their manager, and just an amazing person. Well, at some point between his playing career and his coaching career, someone asked him to coach some youth baseball. And so apparently once he decided he would do that, he penned a letter to these parents, and it just spot on to what we're trying to do. And this comes from a guy who's, you know, he's a pro and one of the best. His primary focus is teaching the boys to play the game the right way, to be a positive impact on them as young men, and to do it with class. But it goes into all these things. Actually, the thing he wrote went viral, and it's called the Matheny Manifesto. His name's Mike Matheny. It's the Matheny Manifesto. And one point that sticks out to me, because I know in any sport this always happens, is, you know, complaining about the refs or umpires or whatever. He just starts it out. We're going to have bad umpires. They're going to call pitches strikes that were balls and balls that were strikes, and this, we know this is going to happen, and we're not going to yell at them. You know, like, prepare yourself for that. You know, it seems like it's just this amazing thing that occurs that people never realized was going to happen. Oh my gosh, we might have
never
a
seen
bad
that
call, and we freak out and all of that. That one really sticks out to me because it's so common sense. You know, hey, first of all, our umpire is 18 years old.
He's still learning too.
Yeah. And really, if my kid was called out at first, and when I thought it was safe, is it really worth screaming and yelling and giving all that
showing
energy?
That example. Yeah. You've got some sign up dates for the Cortez Mudcats that you coach, and you want to talk a little bit about how kids can sign up to play on your team?
Yeah, so we do fall baseball, and so our team is the Cortez Mudcats because the hat that comes with the Mudcats minor league team has a really cool C on it, so that's why we chose the Mudcats for Cortez. Anyways, our website is mudcats.cortezbaseball.com, and the end of this week is when our deadline is for signing up, and we're looking for 8, 9, 10-year-old kids and parents who are dedicated to Absolutely. Playing baseball, because you got to drive a little. We'll be playing down in Farmington and hopefully in a few tournaments. And we're shooting for getting a roster of 15. We're six away from 15 right now. And the reason we're shooting for 15 is so that we have some flexibilities, because we know families come first. And so if you have something going on with your family, I'd much rather you be doing that than coming to a baseball game. But I also want you there at the baseball game, because it's baseball's fun.
Yeah. All right, Doug, thanks so much for coming in and talking with me this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Doug Lemunyan. He's the owner of DML Web Services, a local youth baseball coach and the father of two children. We've been talking this morning about youth sports here on the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder.